Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the loop right here.
He did that like a Marconi winner.
Yes, he did. He is walking crotch first on this Friday.
I did my best. I'll catch you later, Seth, man. This was fun.
There you go. He's already into his weekend.
Good job today, Brandon.
Okay, very good. There you go, fellas of Payne and Pendergast. Of course, B. Scott sitting in for Sean. Appreciation to them. Appreciation to you for rocking with us. It's a Friday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You forgot that was a Friday?
I
was about to say. I know damn well you was counting down to this Friday. Because not only are you counting down to a weekend on this week, you're counting down to Texans football.
Yes, you are.
Like, that is the beauty of this week in particular. I know that some people will look at preseason football and say it's preseason football. Nah, it is Texans football coming back at you tomorrow, and we are getting you ready for that here all day long on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. But we're taking our turn in the loop. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you as well. And you, obviously, getting involved with the program through the various means that are available to you. The text line, 713-572-4610. That's how you get involved. Also, appreciation to the Molcarum Injury Lawyers live stream. Mm-hmm. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. How you living, man?
Man, I am living fantastic.
What was that word?
Man.
Oh, okay.
Man. What did
it
come out
from? You made it like three syllables somehow.
Man, I'm living fantastic. Not just, the Marconi nomination, which we'll get to the question of the day and other things about that. There's something about it that bothers me.
Huh.
I'll mention that during confessions. Yeah. Yeah, something about it that bothers me. Be here at 12:20. You going to be here at 12:20?
I guess I can stay around.
All right.
I was planning on dipping out early.
Not only Friday, but you mentioned it, man. Football tomorrow. I don't care. Do you care?
What? That's football tomorrow?
No, that it's preseason and some starters aren't going to play. Who cares?
I care more than I thought I would. Like coming into this preseason for the Texans and this training camp for the Texans, this is probably fully constructed of a top line for the Texans, as I think one could expect or one has seen of recent. Like, I think that you look at the top line of what this Texas team is doing, and obviously the offensive line is a place where you would hope that it is a stronger talent.
Yeah.
However, you do know that, hey, the top line of this is somewhere in there. They just got to figure out what the mix and match of what they're actually doing is.
Yeah. It feels like y'all are saying the same thing, though, because, like, Lopez is saying he's not letting the fact that it's the preseason keep him from
caring about the exact things that it sounds like you're talking about.
Exactly. Like I thought that that would be in a place where I was looking at that and I'm like, all right, well, there's not that much that you're watching that you're trying to get a feel of what's happening. But I think there's still a lot of things that are worth, you know, digging into in a preseason game, obviously with the youth that you have, the number of rookies that are there, some of the position battles that are happening kind of in depth as opposed to when it comes to starting type of position battles. And so, like, I actually had a lot more, I have rather, a lot more interest than I would have assumed that I would have had probably weeks ago.
Absolutely. And it got even more interesting. By the way, why does Brandon Case got, oh, you took your shoes off. I thought you brought two pairs of shoes. Okay.
So when you get here at 5 a.m, it seems perfectly fine to walk in with slides on.
Yeah.
Right? But when you leave right after 10 and everybody has entered the building, you look a little silly with slides on.
Who said?
So I brought.
That's the beauty of working in radio.
Figgy wears slides all the time.
Yeah, well, it's cool when I'm with y'all, but then when I get into the elevator with the lawyers and the people that got like actual jobs, it's like, who is this freaking guy?
But now you can tell them that it's a Marconi nominated station that you work for, and they can buzz off.
Dare I say I'm gonna do the thing where I walk in the elevator. Yeah. With them hanging.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
I feel like you need to do that from now on.
I will.
Yeah.
Very good.
Have a good one, man. So, it got more interesting yesterday.
Yeah.
It got a lot more interesting yesterday.
There's that. But then also, like, thankfully, I also feel good because, hey, man, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is lost, not lost for the season. Because, look, I think we, well,
yeah.
B. Scott's parting shot as he walks out of the room is maybe. Thanks for nothing.
Finish your point because I'm more on B. Scott's side.
Really? Okay. Because we got news after MRIs and everything. Although we go in a roundabout way with, it is an ACL tear and everything felt like the world was falling down to some degree. Obviously, we know that there's still a lot of talent on this defense. But then they come back around and actually, no, it is not a full, it is not a tear. Obviously, he's still getting more tested because it's still a significant injury, right? It's not like, okay, it's not an ACL tear, so he plays football tomorrow. That's not how this goes. However, you did not have the absolute worst-case scenario, at least I think. Now I'm thinking about him, like, is there other worst-case scenarios that are bigger out there? But you did not have what I imagine right now is the worst-case scenario, which is inherently a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You say you see things where it's not an ACL, or the ACL is intact, is what they said. Which means, you know, it's not worst case scenario, as you said. But here's why I kind of side with B. Scott. We all know what we saw yesterday. We all know he basically had to be helped off significantly, damn near carried from the cart to the performance center. We all know there is an injury there. So I, as much as everybody's like, oh, cool, he's coming back this season. Well, I would guess probably, but when? I mean, that is, it looked like a significant injury. And just because it wasn't an ACL, and you touched on this, doesn't mean it wasn't some sort of, you know, major injury. It looked like a major, I'm hitting the wrong leg. It was right leg. It looked like a major injury.
Yeah, because people are watching the YouTube oh, Lopez, yeah, you're pointing to the wrong knee, right? Nobody cares.
It was a major injury. And so my point on this is, okay, cool, it's not the ACL. I guess that's good news, but I don't know that that's good news because I know what I saw.
Sure, I think that that's fair. And look, however long it takes to rehab him or get himself back to football playing shape is however long it takes. Two questions that come to mind for me. Does this prognosis, even though we don't have a fullness of a prognosis, I understand, does this complicate things more? Because it feels like if he had a full tear, again, not that I was hoping that that was the outcome by any means.
Yeah.
But it would have made it very clear as to what you had to do. Got to go get a new guy.
Yeah.
Now you're having to parse how long is he going to be out, and is that then long enough to where you need to go and find another starting caliber player, or is that something where you can operate with the likes of MJ Stewart and Miles who are in there and holding down the fort?
Right.
Or are you going to have to even do something crazy like roll Jalen Petrie back to a depth safety position in a way that I know it was a position that wasn't his forte in the same way that playing that nickel position? Like, where are you now is one of the questions that immediately comes to mind.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because the reason I'm sort of very reluctant to say, oh, yippee, you know, he's going to be back this season, is not necessarily because I don't think that's a good thing. It is a good thing if he can make it back this season. What I'm saying is, what have we been saying about this offense? And work with me here. I think you're going to see where I'm going. What have we been saying about this offense and its progression? We've been saying it's going to take a while. It could take, I've said it multiple times, 4, 5-6 games before it really gets itself, its feet collectively under itself. Well, that's, let's talk about the first 5 games before the bye. All right. That's the Rams, Bucks, Jaguars, Titans, and Ravens.
That's right.
You got in there, obviously a very good Rams team, a good Bucks team, 2 division opponents, and an AFC contender, if not a Super Bowl contender by most accounts. Those first 5 games count, man. Not only do they count, you have 2 division games.
Yeah.
And the Ravens.
Correct.
And so if you...
The Bucks and Rams aren't nothing to scoff
at. But I'm talking about even just in the AFC.
Sure.
You have 2 divisions and your division. Yeah, you have 2 division games and the Ravens. So if you're going to be kind of shorthanded on defense at the safety position, to answer your question, you still go get a guy. You still go get a guy because that's 5 games, whereas if they go the wrong way, if things go south, you know, and we still know this defense is going to be good and can carry this team with a mediocre offense. But the offense is learning. The defense needs a help at safety. Those first 5 games, like I said, they count. And so you don't have a bad start, and you don't want to, you know, necessarily give anything away there.
No, and I mean, that's very fair. On top of the idea, the secondary question that I was going to ask is, what can we expect if and when he does return in the course of the season, coming off of an injury that, again, we still don't know the full magnitude. The 713 on the text line, again, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. But from the 713, intact is semantics. Could be a sprain, which is a partial tear, which I know that you're very much a proponent of, or you know, you may try and make sure that we highlight. If it's not a meniscus, he'll likely get PRP and be out till midseason. Now, I don't know, obviously, the timeline on specifically that, but just generally, you think about, all right, let's see, say he misses 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of games, but then also coming off of whatever, I imagine you're trying to get him back as soon as possible. What level of CJ Gardner-Johnson are you getting with whatever injury that you're talking about in a knee, which I imagine is, not even imagine, we know is going to be, you know, cornerstone to any type of movement that he needs, and that's a very movement-heavy position when you're talking about safety, whether he's playing back or coming forward and kind of getting into the box.
So do you expect him to miss, if you had to guess, again, we don't know what the injury
is. I ain't
is.
Nobody's doctor, brother.
No, but, well, then I will.
You got it, bro.
I think we won't see him for a month minimum.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I think that's easily.
Yeah,
that feels very fair. And I mean, maybe we can all pray and hope that it's as the text line from the 281 said. Hopefully, it's a Gruje Hill type of injury. Yeah, like type of card off where.
So he'd be batting next week.
Like, yeah, that would be
17
incredible.
Tackles.
I don't think that's a reasonable expectation to have with what happened, right? So, yeah, I think you might, but a month would take you what into the first couple of weeks of the season. Like that type of like if that's the comeback, I'd be incredibly pleased with that in and of itself.
I'd be thrilled. But that's to me almost best case scenario. Again, knowing that we're not doctors and we haven't gotten the report. But when I heard ACL, I was like, okay, good. And then I started thinking, well, then what is it? Because it's absolutely something. I mean, it could be. And again, we're not saying what it is, but it could be any number of. It could be a broken kneecap. You know,
or a torn meniscus.
Or a meniscus. What's this one? Not the femur. The shin bone, basically. You know, it could be something like that. So I am.
Well, I feel like if it was a bone, we would have been able to tell that
pretty
quickly
as well. But the MRI might show something else, you know. And that's what apparently reportedly they're going to do. But I was excited. Well, I was relieved, but not exactly comforted with the prospects.
I hate so much what the Astros have done to me, because I go, if it was a bone, we would have known pretty quickly. And then in my brain, in the back, as if, because I know you got, yes, I see you, Rob Torres, right? Well, the Astros might not have known it was a bone until a week or two later, so maybe not.
Just soreness.
That's what he said.
It's just soreness.
Knee soreness. Really?
So, yeah, we don't know what it is. If you had, so like, again, if it's a significant amount of time, you have to go get someone. Are you still in a mental space where you're thinking, add a player, right? Add someone like a Justin Simmons who 100%. Is out there. Add someone like a, and of course I forget the name as soon as I go there. I believe it was Whitehead, the other safety who, Jordan Whitehead, who had played for the Bucks, hadn't played
all
that
well. Call up the Honey Badger.
Get him out of retirement.
Get him out of retirement.
You know what? I'm not even, like, I paused.
I don't even know how good he was last season.
But you made me think for a little bit. Here's another twist to the whole thing.
Well, before we go there, I do think, as much as Justin Simmons has been like a name that Texans fans have had on their lips, I do think I like the prospect of Jordan Whitehead better. Yeah. I think that Jordan Whitehead was better more recently. One, also, he's younger. Mm-hmm. On top of that, he's more of a strong safety than a free safety like Justin Simmons is, which I think is corresponds a little bit better to the role that C.J. Gardner-Johnson was going to have. I know that obviously C.J. can play back and have that, but he also was going to, I imagine, play forward. In fact, he seemed pretty excited about the opportunity to play forward a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think Whitehead fits that a little bit better. And while Whitehead wasn't very well, he wasn't all that good last year. If you look at some of the metrics, you could also look at that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense and look all the way around and go, oh, there wasn't a lot that was very good in general. So maybe that also did not help him be the best version of himself. I do think that that might, if I'm looking for a, you know, top line of a player, because that's what we're talking about, like a starting caliber player that is still out there in free agency, Jordan Whitehead is where my brain is right currently.
All right, that's fair. But here's the other twist, the other sort of fly in the ointment in terms of you got to go get someone and who knows, you know, how you're going to be at the safety position. There was some Jimmy Ward news yesterday.
Yeah, I almost thought that because the first place that I saw was that Dolph Kleiman account. I'm going to be honest. As an aggregator in and of himself, I'm like, I need to see someone who I trust say this before. So I was like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Ward got hemmed up again. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, my brand manager hit me up like, he got arrested again? I'm like, oh, that got to be old.
Yeah.
And then my lawyer friend, shout out to Attorney Sam.
Yeah.
He hit me up. I'm like, oh, it must be real then because he did his little research. He told me what lawyer he got and all this other stuff. I'm like, damn, what happened?
But here's where it involves, you know, what we're talking about. That doesn't make it more promising that Jimmy Ward's going to be back.
Well,
it was quote unquote only a violation of bond.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you because when we were in that moment where we just knew that he's been arrested again. The thought was, well, is this something new? And if this is a secondary thing, you just go, oh, well, Jimmy Ward, well, thanks for stopping by the booth. Like, this is over here.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better in any way that it was a violation of his bond? And if you want to know, it's he was consuming alcohol, which is a violation of the bond. I think that there might have been a confusion.
There was no contact with the alleged victim.
Yeah, alleged victim, yeah.
Yes and no, and I don't mean to waffle. In terms of it makes me, how'd you put it, more concerned or whatever?
Yeah, like, does this make you feel a little bit better that this is what it was as opposed to something else?
It makes me more concerned because judges don't play with this. Judges don't play when you...
I heard you got a rough judge, too, that don't play.
You did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I said, I heard he have a rough judge.
Yeah, I didn't know. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
But, like, so...
Correspondent Figgy. Tapping out.
I know, man. Shout out to my guy, man. Yeah, he gave me the rundown.
That's good information, and that ties right into why I said, yes, it does make me more concerned about
Montgomery County, period, don't play, first of all.
Because, Reggie, like, judges don't play. And you and I may be saying, well, it was only alcohol and that made him, you know, violate this bond. Judges don't care about that. You violate a bond.
For sure.
You know?
And I will say.
Yeah.
I was like just frustrated point blank period of come on, dawg. Like you know, the block is hot. You know that you're on bond.
Yeah.
Like walk as if you are on eggshells. Exactly. Like you need to walk the straight and narrow to get yourself through this to even have an opportunity to get back and playing football. And that's before we talk about the moral judgments that clearly have to be discussed when it comes to if you did do what they're accusing you of, you know, having some level of strangulation or choking on a significant other, like that is already something that we have to talk about. Now you are adding on like different things that makes this more difficult. And I mean, what are the chances that these things happen on the same day? That's the thing that really was how is this the way that the luck goes for the Texans? And hopefully,
so that's why. Yes, go get a guy.
Yeah, go get a guy. Yeah. We'll continue to watch the space. Obviously, further developments on what is happening with C.J. Gardner-Johnson and that injury will tell us a lot. But anything that takes him out for like a significant amount of time, I think where do you set the boundary? 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and you're like, hey, go get a guy?
No.
If he misses 6 weeks of regular season, that's when you're like, hey, go get a guy, or is it significantly shorter?
No, if he misses 4 weeks, 3 weeks, go get a guy. Like I said, they count, man. Those games count.
They do count, but also,
what do you mean? Get a guy getting
a frontline player?
Okay,
you know we know we
Miles Bryant or MJ Stewart can't hold it down.
Those are depth pieces.
They can't hold it down for 4 weeks.
That's why I was like, four weeks is probably about 4 or 5.
That's probably stretching.
Into the bye week
weeks is probably stretching.
Yeah.
Because you still have a good defense where you can cover for those guys. Like you can have some level of coverage there. But I don't want them out there for half a season. I think that's
if they can't cover for 4 weeks, man, they might. We might need some more depth players,
right? And that's that.
I don't know.
We'll talk more about it as we go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the Astros getting started on a series versus the Yankees in New York. How telling will this series be? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Astros back in action today. Hope you got your Apple TV Plus ready or whatever less than legal means that you might need to go watch the game. Yeah. They'll be facing off against the Yankees, a three-game set, and it's a Hunter Brown day, so I should salute you on that as well because he goes versus the hated New York Yankees. How telling is this series going to be for your Astros, who maintain only a 1.5 game lead now as the Mariners got, I believe, an extra innings win.
Walk off.
Yesterday, yeah. Against the White Sox, which thanks for nothing, Chicago. I thought the Southsiders were going to help us out some way or shape or form. But Astros going today, it's the Yankees. How telling will this series be? 713-572-4610.
The Astros, let's establish the baseline here. The Astros are the Yankees' daddies.
That's right.
Do you disagree, Figgy?
Nah.
They're the Yankees' daddies. Over the last decade.
Specifically Jose Altuve.
Regardless, every time the Astros need a big turning point moment, they beat the Yankees and they own them, especially in big moments. So that's why this question comes up. Yeah, this is not necessarily a turning point. It's pretty pivotal. You know, you mentioned it. The Mariners are game and a half back. And, you know, here we go with Yankees. And I know you don't think it's necessarily a tough opponent. I think it's pretty tough, especially at Yankee Stadium. Then you have Red Sox. Then you have Orioles. Who cares? But then you have Tigers. Like, we talk about this 12-game stretch. It's a pretty pivotal stretch, no matter what you think of the Yankees. But the Yankees hate the Astros. The Astros are the Yankees' daddies. If they can't win this series, and especially if they can't win this series, just 2 out of 3. I'm not greedy.
I am.
With Hunter Brown and Fromber being your first two pitchers in the series, maybe it's a little telling.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely that. And you talked about Hunter Brown today, Framber Valdez tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The opposing pitchers, Cam Schlittler is a name that I'm learning. Yeah, he has a 4-1.
Don't say that name again.
Yeah, man, I was real careful. Yeah,
don't say it
again. I think he's won one game.
Yeah, I think that's right. And then mm-hmm. Saturday, someone who's only pitched one outing and had a bad one, Luis Gil, who has a 13.50 ERA. Like, these are guys who have not been all that good, on top of the fact that the Yankees in general have just played like a little league team a lot. I feel like all of those things should lean you into, yes, the pitching mm-hmm. dynamic being well in your favor. But more importantly, I think the thing that feels more telling, even above the, hey, you need to get these wins, is I think this will be telling on how much the new and improved offense was, the new improved offense mm-hmm. and lineup that you have, or was that just you facing off against the Marlins in Lone Depot Park?
Oh, yeah.
That is something that I'm very intrigued in. If you have an offense that's going to produce in the way that this offense seemingly did in Miami, okay, we're cooking with grease. I feel a little bit better about the pressure or the lack thereof that you're putting on your pen, and more importantly, your starters, as mm-hmm. you're getting, you know, guys back from injured reserve or from the injured list, and like having them have to give you something, like giving them some run support would be huge mm-hmm. and helping those guys get back with, less pressure. And so this is your first opportunity. Now, again, I did highlight how the pitching is poor, but hey, you should be able to do that again. Like yeah. that, even more reason why the Astros should continue to put up crooked numbers this weekend. And I want to see fives and sixes when it comes to the yes. end of the game, when it comes to run score for the Astros.
I'm with you. I think that's a great point. And then on top of that, you're not going to get Jeremy Pena just pinch hitting. You're going to get Jeremy Pena in every game. You're not going to get, you know, Cam Smith resting and taking games.
You might get him resting.
Well, you might like maybe one.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, this is a stretch. The Astros know it. It's going to be not just, you know, the new and improved offense. Let's see what it does. But you're going to have everybody's going to want to play. They're going to go into Joe Espada's office and say, put me in, you know, and I don't want to miss this game. I don't want to sit. I'll sit maybe against the Orioles or something, you know. So I think you're going to have, you know, all your bullets in the gun, in the holster, so to speak. So that is going to be very telling as well. So you agree, like this Yankees series, Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez against a couple of dudes that don't have very many pelts on the wall. You got to take at least two.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fair text comes in. Last year did start with the Yankees sweeping the Astros at home. And as I'm looking at it, man, the last few years, the record against is not actually as good as it. Like, I guess in theory and obviously high leverage situations, the Astros have absolutely owned the Yankees when they needed to. But last year, 2024, you were 1-6 versus the Yankees. The year prior, you were 2-5 versus the Yankees. Now, you were 9-2 in 2022, which obviously all-encompassing, especially when you also talk about the ways in which you needed that to get to where you wanted to go, which was hoisting a trophy.
Yeah.
I think that matters. But, yeah, you need to get back to those winning ways. That's what you have had significant wins against the Yankees in the seasons that you have won the World Series. But on top of that, and I think this might be the most important reason why it's telling, those other things notwithstanding, the Mariners have clawed this back to a game and a half. Yeah. And when you talk about the Astros having a relatively easy path for the remainder of the season, the Mariners also have that relatively easy path, including a four-game set at home against the Tampa Bay Rays this you know, weekend.
Tampa can surprise you a little bit.
They can.
Yeah.
It's possible, but they're not great. They have the Orioles as well. Now they'll have some guys, some teams.
They have the Rockies. They have the A's.
they'll face against the Athletics, who, you know, here or there, they got a four-game set against the Angels still in there, right? Like they have some easier paths than, I guess, more difficult ones of sorts. So you're going to be going back and forth with them, and they have probably the best bullpen in all of baseball.
And they bolster their lineup.
They did bolster a lot. Any place that you can, make sure that you keep a lead, but also if you can stretch the lead at any point, it's going to be necessary because it looks like you might have a crazy race of a division race here at the end of the year.
And that's why I think it can be telling this series. And the other reason that I haven't mentioned yet is if you can just get through the Yankees series, and here we go, I'm kind of smiling as I'm saying it, if you can just get through the Yankees series, you're going to be just a whisper away from maybe a Luis Garcia joining you. A J.P. France joining you. I'm not going to count McCullers because he's got a blister. And any of that.
Luis looked pretty good in his start.
Go ahead.
In his start for Sugarland versus the Rivercats, Sacramento Rivercats. Four innings pitched, only three hits, no earned runs, and seven strikeouts. And maybe the most important thing for me, 59 pitches and 37 of them strikes, 13 whiffs.
Yeah. Struck out the side in an inning?
Struck out the side. The cutter was supposedly looking really good, which, again, I think that is really encouraging for me that he has a pitch that looks like it's going to be dastardly for opponents. So, you know, you come to the major league level, and at least you know you have one thing that you can lean upon. The only thing, and shout out to Patrick Creighton, who made note of this on Twitter last night, there is that good news of all of that he did in this game. The bad news is that the fastball is a little bit lower, probably about 2 miles per hour than his average. That's right. Shout out to PC. And so not having the same velo means that he's probably not going to be able to be a similar pitcher when he comes up to when he is able to make it back to the majors. However, being able to pitch with whatever you got, that was encouraging. On a game against the Rivercats.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but optimistic on him, because he said last week after his last start, not this one last night, but the previous start, that he's still sort of not feeling 100% comfortable.
Yeah.
You remember that? But go figure. The Astros, in a clutch moment, need to prove that they're the Yankees' daddies. And for all these reasons, you know, I think it could be a very telling series.
I think they're set up for success.
Yeah.
Like, I sincerely believe they're set up for success, but that's even more so why you absolutely need to go and get it done with at least two wins.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe I'm jinxing them. I don't know. I still don't believe I have that kind of power, but I have some expectations for a team that, you've set yourself up nicely, at least for this one, and really it feels like for the remainder of the season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, if you didn't hear, Sports Radio 610 nominated for a Marconi. That's really cool, and that has certain people around the building walking around crotch first, so that got us thinking for our question of the day. What gets you to walking around crotch first with that level of confidence? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get our question of the day going here on a Friday. What makes you walk around crotch first, almost like Vince McMahon, who struts around, or when he would strut around the WWE. I know that they don't let him around them places no more because he is a...
Why is that?
He's a very problematic man.
Yeah.
Very. I mean, you know that. If you've watched any wrestling and seen some of the storylines that he had out there, that man was a wild boy.
Mm-hmm.
But he would walk around confidently, and that was ultimately the point. What makes you strut around crotch first in that way? 713-572-4610, because our boss seems like he's been doing a little bit of that. Although, he really hasn't. In defense of our boss, it is Lopez who is like, hey, do the thing.
Do it. Because he deserves to, man.
Shout out to you, because you listeners, you Lopez, man. You the listeners, you guys have put us in a place to be a finalist for the Sports Station of the Year award from the Marconis. And of course, that happens because you guys are the best fans and listeners in all of radio. So we appreciate you guys rocking with us in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of confidence that pops up when you're a finalist.
So you are walking into a room.
Yeah. So what gives you that kind of confidence? 713-572-46.
And again, Parker does deserve it. He's been great for us. First ever, if you didn't hear, Mark Cormie finalist nomination, etc. One immediately came to mind for me. And let me give you some backdrop here. You know, I've won my share of fishing tournaments. I have lost more than my share, or not lost, but not placed, you know, in more than my share of fishing tournaments. But when you, they call it when you know you've got the toad.
Oh, when you basically have like pocket rockets.
Do you know what that term means? When you know you've got the toad.
Mm-mm. Like in Mario Kart? I don't understand.
They call big, big trout toads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a weigh-in at a fishing tournament. And I remember one specifically that they were so mad because I came in, you know, right before the deadline to weigh my fish. And everybody's like all nervous. And there's the leaderboard has like a 5.5, 6-pound trout. There's another couple of 5-pound trouts up there. And those guys are just nervously walking around looking at the leaderboard and everything. And I come in with my bag and I was just walking like Vince McMahon. And they knew it. Some of my friends knew it. They're like, oh, crap. Because I had like an 8.5-pound trout. I had an enormous trout. And so everybody's like trying to win this tournament. The leaders are like nervously watching this tournament. And I put my bag on there. The weighmaster takes the trout out and holds it up and then weighs it. And everybody's like, oh, crap.
and you knew from jump.
I knew from jump. Ain't nobody going to beat this trout.
You were like, I flopped a royal flood. Like, good luck, dog. Y'all can come in with your three of a kind, your two pair. I got you, bro. Yeah.
Because there's like sometimes hundreds of people at these weddings.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, oh, crap. That was one. And the other one for me, I'm interested in y'all's, and this might just be me being corny, when I wear a tuxedo.
Nah, man. When you look good,
yeah.
Nah, when you got that stuff on, it absolutely puts you in that place where you're like, oh man, I'm somebody right now.
Nah, that's how I was feeling. I think when I went to your son's wedding, the one that was your least favorite one. salute to Jacob.
Yeah.
When I was at his wedding, I felt like Frank Lucas in the fur coat.
I remember that. You did look
good. I was feeling myself then. Had the red bottoms and all that stuff. Yeah. I was feeling good.
Not for sure. From the 408 on the text line, that first time, you know what I'm talking about. Is that first time the right one, or is it the first time that you get like...
No, when no pun intended, when you nailed it.
That's right.
Yeah, when you know.
That's right.
All right. Everybody was happy.
Right. Rave reviews come through and you're like, all right, this is, here we go.
Yeah.
Now, I also think the first time, too, because especially if you go back to your homeboys.
Oh, yeah.
You like, yeah.
This is a great one. And I imagine that you, Lopez, and Fig, you probably now as a homeowner have opportunity for this to happen. Anytime I fix anything around the house, even if it's just replacing battery, says Kicks Rocks on the YouTube page.
Dude, I was walking around like Vince McMahon putting up the TV.
Yeah.
Because I never put up a TV on my own. I always be nervous and I call a TV guy. But I'm like, man, let me try. It's my house.
Yeah. Well, remember the other day? It's been 2 weeks. Look, I still have scars. I still have scabs from it. I fixed my deck in the backyard.
Yeah.
It almost killed me. But when we took pictures and finished it, I was like, yeah, we did that. I did that. Yeah. I did that right there.
Yeah. Sending pictures to your friends that don't care about it. Look at this TV that I hung up. And they're like, okay, this is a picture of a TV on a wall. We've seen this many a time. From the 361, when I win Employee of the Month to get that parking spot up front. It really is when you got some level of trophy to lord over others.
Yeah.
I think very much can put you in that place. and employee of the month, everybody in there know what time it is.
Yeah. Hell, even the email. If you get one of them company emails, hey, shout out to John Lopez for doing this, or Reggie and Ron for the radiothon. And it's just like, okay, this is a whole company thing. This is not just our little 610 family.
Yeah.
This is the whole Odyssey Houston family.
Although that can go one of two ways. You can either like walk around with your chest out, you can be like, all right, guys, this is y'all, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing a lot right now. one for me, and you won't be surprised. Like, when I'm right, like, I don't know how much I've realized this about myself, and you're I've tried to really work on it.
I know I was right.
Like, yeah, but I think especially, and we have the good fortune of having a little proximity to like some really smart folks, and like some, you know, obviously in sports in particular, but obviously in other places as well. But when you, especially in a place that maybe is not your area of expertise, you kind of, you have a thought, or maybe you even express a thought, and then somebody else confirms it either immediately or even in a different way is when you hear it from someone else entirely out of that context, and they have the same idea, and you're like, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
What was on that?
What was your last one where it was like a sports take that you absolutely nailed?
I was the only person in town, not to brag. Okay. I did walk in like that the next day. I said, they're drafting C.J. Stroud. They're going to draft C.J. Stroud. For a number of reasons, I had good information on that. And then lo and behold, they do it. And I walk in the next day like, told you.
The one I felt really good about. Remember that time I mentioned how I could see them drafting Titus Howard?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nobody was talking
Alabama about, State?
Yeah, because everybody was throwing out these fancy names and all that stuff. And I'm like, man, I could see them drafting a project, somebody like a Titus Howard or something. And what do you know? They drafted Titus Howard. My phone was blowing up.
I'm like, figure, what did you know?
And then the recent one was the Will Howard one. Remember I mentioned Will Howard?
Did.
I could see him being the Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yep.
Got drafted by the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
How about
Steelers. You?
Oh, I'm probably
here.
Not a good person because you started talking about that. And it's now I'm starting to think about the dudes that I knew were not good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that can be true too. Remember a whole lot of suck?
Yeah, Kevin Johnson.
During training camp, I said that on the air.
Yeah.
And of course, he didn't last.
And I shouldn't, because I shouldn't be happy about people's downfalls, but it does make me feel almost better because when people, and this isn't the most recent, but it's the one that comes to mind. And I've talked about this a number of times with you, Figgy. What was that? That year where the Steelers started 11-0. And they were MALO bad. They were terrible as a football team. And people were like, oh man, I think the Steelers are good. I'm like, are you watching? What is wrong with you? They are bad. And then eventually they just,
they lost a lot the rest of their games.
Yeah,
I think.
Something like that. I think they went, 1-5 the rest of the way. And it was just like, see, they're not actually good. Mm-hmm. They weren't. And then they lost. Was it the Browns?
I think so. Was that the 2020? Was that the COVID year?
Yeah, they got whooped.
And
it was like, see, that's them right there. This is who we've been seeing. They just happen to be winning games.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said cracking a beer open for that first tailgate of the season. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
We're about a week away from that,
you
too.
You do walk around the tailgate like it's happening,
that
baby.
First one, preseason or not, man.
We're 7 days away from that or 8 days away from that? Because that's next Saturday. Obviously, tomorrow is going to be fun. Just maybe that's also a part of it is just getting – I feel like winning fantasy is also one of those.
Oh,
right?
That's a great
fantasy
one.
Fantasy is a good one.
A great one, yeah.
And actually, that's another one that I was right about. Sorry, I'm not turning this into brag
that's
time.
All right, that's what the topic is.
I was on to Kareem Hunt the season that he broke out for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I was on that. And I was drafting for someone else because someone was like, I can't make it. Can you draft for me? I was like, yeah. And then I get Kareem Hunt. People are like, why are you drafting him? All of a sudden, he's a starter. He popping up. And people are like, what did Reggie know?
That's even better. That's even better. Not just winning a fantasy draft, but winning it based on a pick that you're I think this guy's gonna be pretty good. That's an even better one.
There's a number of bedroom performances showing up.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of
that is fair.
Very
that does make you feel like that. somebody said when they killed a show on stage, put together a project, and everybody is reaching out how they love it. Yeah, when you get some praise for your work, I imagine is a big part of that, especially artistic works that are not like quality or quantitative, right? It's not like, hey, the success is proven by the numbers. Although I imagine for those of you who are spreadsheet workers, where you could put up that big, it says 165%. What you want to talk about now? However, when it's something that's a little bit, you know, qualitative, and someone like you're throwing this out there and you don't know if it works until it's out there. And then people are like, yo, that was really good. I imagine you like, hey, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm that.
One more for me that just popped into my head. And I think a lot of our listeners can relate to this. When you cook a brisket and it's just freaking.
Yeah.
Like, and
that should be your first one. Yeah. Man.
And not just for like your friend, like when you have people over, there's pressure, you know, like you have people over and the brisket turns out perfect. You're like, yeah, I did that.
He was doing that all around Super Bowl weekend.
Damn right I was.
Super Bowl weekend.
He was peacocking all
weekend. Yeah, damn right I was. How was it? How was the brisket?
It was amazing. It was real good. I kind of want some now.
Get to work.
That's right.
So you can walk around with that level of confidence as well. Yeah. Keep those coming in on the text line, 713-572-4610.
Shout out to Parker.
Yeah, shout out to Parker.
He's peacocking right now.
Shout out to y'all, man. Like, again, I think that it's worth placing respect where it is due. It really is the listeners that make this go. You guys make this what it is. And I always want to show appreciation to y'all for that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, hey, man, football, it's happening for real. Not just Hall of Fame game. It is preseason football, but we got a number of 3 games. Let's give our reaction to that, plus some other things. We'll do that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.